From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More suffering as Syrian schools and hospitals are attacked. International condemnation followed reports Monday. Nearly 50 were killed, including children, in missile strikes on hospitals and schools in northern Syria. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. One of the hospitals was operated by the group Doctors Without Borders. Dr. Mego Terzian is with the medical charity.
The author of the strike is clearly the Syria-led coalition, either the government or the Russian planes striked probably the hospital. Unfortunately, it's not the first time. Since early January 2016, five structures, medical structures supported by my organization, have been bombed in Syria, in three provinces, in Idlib, in Aleppo, and also in the south, in Deraa.
The U.S. also condemned the attacks, calling on all parties to stop targeting civilians and grant immediate humanitarian access and cease hostilities. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad says a proposed ceasefire would be difficult to implement. He said Turkey and Saudi Arabia have long wanted to send troops into his country. At least one person is reported dead, several wounded, others arrested following street clashes Monday between police and opposition supporters in Uganda's capital, Kampala, ahead of Thursday's election. The sound of police firing tear gas into crowds supporting opposition candidate Kizza Besigye, who was briefly detained. Besigye, one of two rivals to incumbent Yoweri Museveni, has lost three previous disputed elections. The Ugandan leader has been in power for the past 30 years. This is VOA News. President Obama, hosting leaders of the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, said late Monday he wants to boost security and economic cooperation. He spoke at the start of a two-day meeting in California.
As president, I've insisted that even as the United States confronts urgent threats around the world, our foreign policy also has to seize on new opportunities. And few regions present more opportunity to the 21st century than the Asia-Pacific.
The participants will discuss trade and commerce, innovation and entrepreneurship, the implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, violent extremism, and creation of a common set of principles to guide nations on a range of issues that include maritime disputes. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. naval officer says it would be destabilizing if China tries to fly warplanes from its new man-made islands in the South China Sea. Vice Admiral Joseph Alcoin, commander of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet, told reporters in Singapore the presence of such aircraft would not deter U.S. flights in the area. European Council leader Donald Tusk said there's a real danger of the European Union breaking up over a deal to keep Britain in the Union, as well as the strain of mass migration.
This is a critical moment. It is high time we started listening to each other's arguments more than to our own. It is natural in negotiations that positions harden as we get closer to crunch time. But the risk of breakup is real, because this process is indeed very fragile.
Tusk spoke Monday in Bucharest, days ahead of a key EU summit expected to focus on Britain's demands to renegotiate terms of its membership of the European Union. Chemical weapons may be part of the Islamic State group's arsenal. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons indicated that mustard gas was used last August in two attacks in Iraq near Erbil. It said 35 Peshmerga fighters became ill. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion killed the country's former defense chief. A police official said the bomb was planted underneath the car of Mujahideen Mohamed Haji Ibrahim, former defense minister currently working as an advisor for the Somali parliament. More than 50 people have succumbed to a yellow fever outbreak in Angola, a situation made worse by a breakdown in sanitation service and rubbish collection. As of Monday, more than 240 suspected cases have been recorded. Zimbabwean authorities have impounded a U.S.-registered cargo plane after finding a body of an apparent stowaway aboard, along with some 1 million South African rand belonging to the South African Reserve Bank. The aircraft reportedly was en route to South Africa from Germany and stopped in Harare for refueling. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.